All right, so let's start the year. Okay, anyway. All right, so let's start over here. Chafei Yamalaf, we'll continue. Itmar, go ahead, who wants to read?
Therefore, she is of Iker. Rapuna Mar, Machi Garbahamos, Kriya Krishna. Rapuna Mar, Machi Garbahamos, Malcolm Shapasa Karea, the Kriya Krishna.
Okay, so it's Reach Rosh Yesh Lo Iker. So what is Reach Rosh Yesh Lo Iker? So Rashi says,
Rosh Yesh Lo Iker, Shehad Soha Munechasham, Umisraka.
And it is, so Yesh Lo Iker, Rashi says, it's the Tzoha that's sitting there and it's putrid, right? It's rotting. And She'ein Lo Iker is Hafochas Ruach. That's gas. I mean, that's what I was telling you yesterday. It's a different thing. So she yesh lo ikra means that it's coming from tzoa. It's the source of tzoa. Ein lo ikra doesn't mean like just a stam smell. It doesn't mean like if you took tzoa in a room and then you removed it and it still smells. That's not what Rosh Ein lo ikra means. Rosh Ein lo ikra means the hafachas ruach. Okay, go ahead. So what's the din here? It says again, machlok is Ruchis and Ravuna. So Ravuna says, you machik dalet amos and you kore kriya shma. So what does that mean, Rashi?
Machik gaba amos, min haikar, v'yachal pidi shahareach bo'ay lav.
Interesting, Rashi. Right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't care about the smell. Says even though you just have to be marchik from the tzoa dalet amos. In other words, basically, what the who? What is it? Who don't shilachorav shenaro osa. So what does that mean, Rashi? Basically, basically he treats it like tzoa. I mean, right? That's the din by tzoa. That's the din by tzoa itself. You marchik dalet amos to the sides or behind you, and in front of you, it's as far as the eye can see, right? That's the din by tzoa itself. So in other words, basically saying Rafuna, according to Rashi, which is strange, according to Rashi, basically Rafuna is saying the reach is a non-issue. Right? Doesn't that make more of what you're saying? The reach is a non-issue. As long as you mark it from the tzoa itself, you're okay. So to be marked from the tzoa is two things. Either you can't see it anymore, Dalet Amos, and it has to be that it's not in your Dalet Amos, and you're not the negative, right? So if it's behind you, Dalet Amos is fine, even though you still smell it. Okay, that's one shita. And what's Rav Chista hold?
Rav Chista Amar Marchik Ab Amos, you know, from Shepazel Kareach Kore Krishna.
But Rav Chista says from the Dalet Amos, if you Dalet Amos, from where the reach itself stops. Yeah. Okay, so what are they holding over here? So what's the machlokas over here? Who's so what is Rav Chista's shita? Let's take Rav Chista. Rashi mimokom shepasak hareach, right? Shareach kol hasham. The reach, from wherever the reach stops, you need dalet amos away. You need dalet amos away.
It's not just where it ends.
Right. So plain pshat is that what? That Rav Chista is saying that what? That the reyach itself has the din of what? How would you formulate it? What would be a good formulation? So let's just back up on this. So what's the din of dalet amos in general? We have to just get some basics here, right? I mean, this is what I was telling you the other day. It's like a funny, the sugi doesn't really reveal like the simple basic concept in the beginning. But what's this is all constructed on the idea of, it seems, for hayimachanecha kadosh, right? That your machane, that your mokom has to be, the mokom that you're mispalel, that you're saying kirishma from, has to be a mokom kadosh, right? And makom is generally dalet amos. Your dalet amos is your makom, right? Your dalet amos is your makom. Everybody has a dalet amos to his own dalet amos. So your dalet amos is your makom, right? So if there's tzoa in your dalet amos, you can't be mispalel. because it's a makom, because the makom is not naki. So what is Rav Chisda saying essentially? Translating it into the language of makom. What's he saying?
Reach is a makom tzoa.
The reich itself is like part, right? That's what you're saying. No, that's actually, you got to see which makom you mean. That's what I wanted to clarify. Right. Which makom are we talking about? So he's saying the reich is what is part of the makom of the tzoa itself, right? Now you could say like that according to Rashi, in a simple. That they're arguing whether the reich is koveya, part of the makom of the makom of the tzoa itself. Is it just the tzoah? Is it just the mamashos? Similar like we had a tam kicker, right? Reach kicker over here. You have the mokom of the according to Rav Huna, it just goes by the mamashos. But if you dial it almost away from the mamashos, then your machane is kodesh. And apparently, there's no din of reach per se. And Rav Chisda is saying that the makom of the tzoah includes where its effects reach. So the reach, wherever the reach extends, that's all part of the makom of the tzoah itself. So now you have to be ma'achik dalat amos from the makom of the tzoah. So wherever the smell ends, you have to be dalat amos away, right? That we could say is a good first. Preliminary thoughts over here, right? Okay.
How are you saying the reach?
The only problem is, according to Rashi, you get into a funny question, right? What about reach she'ain lo ikar? Right? What about reach she'ain lo ikar? That's right. So how far do you have to be from the reach she'ain lo ikar? What does it say from reach she'ain lo ikar? Right, in other words, if he's treating the reich of the tzoah like a nothing, so why are you? You can smell the tzoah he's learning and say kriya shma according to Rav Huna. So the reich is not a problem; it's just a problem of machaneh. So what about reich shein levekah? There's no tzoah at all. And it is a problem. Because Rashi insists. Okay, the question is, why am I saying that the reich is part of the makom of the tzoah? Why aren't I saying reich is its own thing? Right, because Rashi says reich sheyesh lo ikar. He makes the point that the tzoah is munech hasham, umas rechas, right? So it still is tied to the tzoah. It's not just a smell that came from tzoah, but it seems like he's saying it's part of the phenomenon of the tzoah itself. And there's no justification to say at this point that especially according to Rashi, where he holds that if you actually smelled it, according to Rav Huna, it will be mutter. Let's put it this way. There's two things that are pushing me to say it like this. One is that generally you try to keep the machlokas a little more narrow. And once you see Rashi's learning that Rav Huna holds the smell itself is not a problem, right? So we should try to keep that general approach with Chisda too, right? And say they're really just arguing about the makom hatzoah. Can you use the reach as a proxy of the tzoah? Is that a proxy of the tzoah? Meaning standing in place of it, right? Acting on its behalf in a certain sense. But without the source, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah.
What's the proof of the brisa?
The proof of the brisa, let's see. And also, that's a bigger chiddush to say that the tzoah is its own thing. At this point, you don't have that. You don't have enough. All you can say right now is that there's a din of tzoah, there's a din of the makom of the tzoah, and dalat amos from the reach indicates that's considered the extent of the makom of the tzoah. Stop. Okay. But it does present a problem with the reach she'ein lo ikar. So how would you answer that problem? It's very simple now, right? It's really not a problem. Not really a problem. It's actually very obvious. Right? That is the thing itself. Right? That is the thing itself. It's a bite, so is the entity. So the reach is not a din of reach, it's a din of extending the entity of tzoah. But rei, but reich shein lo ikar, that is the thing itself. It must be a phenomenon of reich. There's nothing else to define it as. Right? So we always go by the primaries. The primary goitzoa is the mamashos. The only thing is you can say that where is the extent of the makom of this tzoa, wherever its qualities of being masriach extend to. Sort of like the tzoa could be kovei its own makom. Just like an odin has a kovei of dalad, it could be kovei its own dalad amos. The tzoa through its stench is kovei a makom. And that's Rav Chisholtz. The extent of the makom of the tzoa is the impact it has on its surroundings. But Rav Huna holds it's just the mamish itself. It's just treated like an ordinary chetza. Right? Now, it's really, you could say Rav Huna and Rav Chisholtz are arguing with whether you treat the tzoa as a different kind of an object because of its properties of masriach. Is that part of the definition of the tzoa? And a rock is koveya the makom, and it's on top of. A regular object is koveya the makom, it's on top of. Person is dalad amos, because he has arms, he has utility, he has different reasons. But Rav Chisda holds, you have to be koveya the makom of the tzoa in terms of how it, in terms of its properties. But that's just a question by tzoa, because tzoa is the entity that's usher. But reach rashi in liquor, that itself is the substance. So of course reach is going to be an issue over there, right? Okay. So in the course of proving of bringing a raya to Rav Chisda, the Braisa reveals another interesting, very important fact. This has nothing to do with Rav Chisda yet. Sprung, right? We haven't gotten to anything that has to do with Rav Chisda yet. Right, but it says that what all the objects that are considered like tzoa, tzoas odom, tzoas klovim, all those other cases, or a stinky rotting garbage, right? That's not a reich issue. That's part of the definition of the garbage. That's the type of garbage that it is, right? So all of those things you cannot say kriya shma kineged. But let's say they were elevated or depressed, right? They were 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim low. Then what? Then you can sit right next to them in Koi Kriya Shema. Why? Claim shot, why?
Different mogul.
It's not your machana. Right? You see, again, it's working with the idea of machana. It has to be a different makom. That's the idea. So outside of you, a dalad amos is not your makom. But if the makom itself is moved out from you, then it's also not your makom. Right? Okay, go ahead. That's the general din of not seeing it, of being out of your sight. We'll see. That becomes a big focus in the Rishon. That's where the Rush and the Rashba argue on this case. If it's dalad amos, if it's 10 tefachim high, but you can still see it. You saw that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. V'chein l'tfil. Now, reach ro. So up till now, we've just been talking about the tzoa itself. Right? So it had nothing to do with Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Right? It wasn't talking about a reach ro.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so that's mashma like Rav Chisda. Now, okay. So, Amar Rav Leisach Sakihamas Nisa. Okay, but it doesn't mean in terms of our issue. It's a little bit of a confusing Gemara. It means in terms of the other Tzoim, whether they need to have Oros in them or not. Okay? Whether they need Oros and Emunah. Let's just finish up the last case here. Bo mine, just to get all the facts straight. Bo mine Merav Sheshas. Reach Ra. It's underneath the bays and brackets.
Bo mine Merav Sheshas. Reach Ra. Shein lo ikar. Mach. Amar lehu. Asu chazu hami tzipe debay rav.
Right, so what about, so they ask from Rosh Hashanah, What about Reach Rosh Ein Lo Iker? So that's Hafochas Ruach. Right? One second, so what did he say? So his answer was take a look at what? At the mats. Hani Tzifi Debe Rav. Rashi says that means what? Machatzolos, your base and medrash. The mats, right? The mats in the shul, in the yeshiva, in the base and medrash. Hani Ganu Vahani Garsi. So what does that mean? Some people are sleeping and some people are learning in the same room. Some people are learning and some people are sleeping. Even though Rashi says that the sleepers are passing gas, that's what you have to expect. So you see that what? That you can learn even with a Reach Rosh Ein Lo Iker. Go ahead.
Well, how do you mean with the Divrei Torah? Of the Kriya Shema and Lo.
But that's only by learning, but not by Kriya Shema. Why?
The Divrei Torah, Nami Lo Amram El Bechavre.
Right, confusing type of halachic formulation, right? Kriya Shema, no. Learning, yes, but not your own. So what is Rashi saying? What's the difference between Kriya Shema and learning?
Honey meal girsa, mishum dolo eshar.
Right.
Kriya Shema gets on good
figure. Right.
What's the low efshar that you can't tell possible?
So what does it mean is low efshar? What does it mean is low efshar? Apparently you have to learn in the base of medrash. I guess you got to learn in the base of medrash. These guys have a right to be sleeping here. And,
I thought it would be a crazy situation that every single time for you to have to go out.
Right.
Creation is a one-time thing.
Creation is a one-time thing.
I knew how to sleep in the base of medrash.
I guess not keva, but all right. Oh, well, the day, you can sleep keva.
So you forget all your knowledge.
Talmud Chacham is you forget all your knowledge. Read the tombstones also.
And if you need your sermon, then
okay, go ahead. But Kriya Shema, yeah. Avalu Didei, Hefiachu Atzmo, Mamtenach Yich L'Arech. Yeah. Why is that one? Is that also Afshah? Because you can control yourself?
With the Knas?
The Knas? But anyway, how does this work out halachically? I mean, halachically, if Reach Rosh Ein Lo Iker is a problem, it's a problem. So that's why I said the Mepharshim say that it's only an issa midrabanan, and they were not machmir in every case. They're machmir where it's efshar, and maker where it's efshar. Okay, but it has nothing to do with Reach per se. You understand what I'm trying to get that? In other words, let's say you held like Rav Chista, you wouldn't say that you can that you can be less than Dalet Amos from the Reach of the Tzoah if it's in the base medrash or something like that. I guess you could say it's after. But even if it's an E after case, there's no that's a din of Tzoah itself. Tzoah itself is a din d'oraisa. The din of Reach Shein Lo Iker is not a din d'oraisa at all. They machmir on it. They're not machmir in every situation. Okay?
So once they explain it that way, you're going to treat it as a...
I mean, it is an interesting question. What's the idea of making a gzeirah like this? And if it only is going to apply in certain situations. So maybe it's just giving it up. I mean, Marashach, if they think it's important, so then they should force it in every case. I mean, you could alter people's behavior. You could stop people from sleeping in the base measures. It's not like you can't do anything about it. If it was us, sir, it'd stop people from sleeping in the base of measures. Okay. All right, so let's take a look at the Rambam, though. But the Rambam has a different formulation, right? So the Rambam is a little bit confusing. Sort of starts twice, right? Sort of starts twice with the Reach issue. Well, let's see it again. Let's see it carefully. Where is it? In Dalet? In Gimel.
By
Okay, so they want to know better, quite better, right? We want to go further into that first question. Why? What's the consistency of Rav Huna? How does Rav Huna make sense? If he doesn't worry about the Reach of the Tzoa itself, why would they make a Gzeira of Reach Rosh Ein Lelikah? Right? That's your question? Okay, that's a good question. Yeah. I mean, you could say that. You could say that Rav Huna was talking about the Daraisa. And in a Hanami, if you smelled it, it'd be a separate problem. But it's not much that way. I mean, it's not much that way. But no, maybe you're right. Maybe we can. So let's just define what it is. In other words, the reach of the tzoa would be once removed. Right? That's what you mean, Morris? The reach of the roa of the tzoa is once removed from the thing. But the reach she'ein lewicker is the thing itself. Right? That's the thing itself. So if a person smells the tzoa, just the smell of the tzoa is the smell of the tzoa is a derivative of the thing, right? But the reach rosha ein lo ikar, that is like an analogous process to tzoa. As in terms of the process, there's two things. There's a bowel movement that produces tzoa, and then there are those that produce reach rosha ein lewicker. Right? So they're analogous. They're analogous in terms of the substance. They both come from a similar process. But the smell that comes off of the tzoa is just a derivative of a chetzo. You understand? So he held that the gzera was extended. It's not the smell that's the problem. It's that the nifuach is an analogous kind of a excretion of gas instead of excretion of tzoa. But in that sense, it's primary. You understand?
But they're abundant.
It's not that midrabanan because it's unpleasant to be in the presence of an odor. That's not the Issa D'Rabbanan. Issa D'Rabbanan is that we extend the category of tzoa to even the gas that's emitted, not just the tzoa itself. But the smell of the tzoa is something else. That's just the connection to the tzoa. That's not another entity. Okay, so now he has mches. How far should you be from the tzoa and the merik liam? Dal damas b'med dvar mamurim. Go ahead.
B'med dvar mamurim. Bisman shehim nila acharav o mitzadav.
Okay, so that's basically when you're not seeing it. Okay. Right, you don't see it. Go ahead.
Avalim hayu kineged panav marfik mehen achshelo yira osan vacher kach yikra.
So that's a strange halacha. I mean, that's a strange halacha. It's something we're going to have to deal with at some point. That if it's out of your Dalet Amos, what's the difference if you can still see it? Right? It's out of your Dalet Amos. But it has to be out of your Dalet Amos to the side or behind you. Or out of your sight. Go ahead. Now, B'med D'Vumumum again. I hate when they have two B'med D'Vumumums. So how's it go now? So b'med dvar murim on what?
There's actually three. There's a hierarchy, but it goes in opposite order. The primary thing is the one that trumps
first
everything
thing
is
what?
Is reya.
Well, slow down. Just go slow with me.
Okay.
So first is what? You have to be dalet amos away. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Now, but when is that true? When is dalet amos enough? Right? When is dalet amos enough? That's when it's on the back behind you or on the side of you.
It's not that it's when it's enough, it's when it's necessary.
No.
In back here, you don't have to. You don't have to dial on.
Of course you do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's same with necessary, because if it's 10
o'clock. Hold on. I'm in Ches. Where are you?
Yeah, but you started reading Ches. You said you started doing the measurement of the room.
I'm reading the first one. I'm going back to the first one. I'm going back to the first Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I'm sorry. So anyway, so how far do you have to be from the Tzoeh? Dalet Amos. Now, when is it sufficient to be Dalet Amos from the Tzoeh, right? It's a plain way to go now, right? That's when it's to the side or behind you. Well, good. But if it's in front of you, then Dalet Amos is not enough. Now, what's the next Bar Mitzvah, right? That's what you're saying. Bar Mitzvah, we're in what?
All that stuff is necessary.
When is it necessary to be, right, to be, when is the din of Dalet of being marchik necessary? Right, put it that way. When is the whole din of being marchik necessary? Good. That's when you're together in one house. I don't know why it says Bama Babayas, but that's when you're in the house on an even plane. But if there's a place that's higher, if there's a place that's higher than them by 10 tefachim or lower than them by 10 tefachim, you can sit right next to the makom of the tzoeh and read. Why? Because there's a hefsek between them. Alright? Sharei nifsak beinayam.
It's not that the soul is actually 10 higher, 10 lower, right?
Someone is 10 higher, 10 lower. What do you mean?
Isn't that there's a table in between you and the soul, or is it that the soul is on the table?
No, it's not a table. It has to be a makom. Let's not get involved in the question of the tables and makom. Let's say there's a... That's right.
So you see it.
We'll read the Rambam. Can we read the Rambam? He says, Betsido. Doesn't sound like you can talk to it. Doesn't sound like it's a turn right to it. And what's the difference? Right? He doesn't have any. Unless there's a Bamadavar Amorim that's coming up. I don't know. But right now, what? I mean, that's the question the Echorim get into. What does it mean by a Mokom? Does it have to be Dalet al Dalet? Does it have to have Machitos or whatever it is? Let's just think of a simple. Like a Shabbos makom. Shabbos makom, would this be a Rishus HaYachid if this was a in Shabbos, for Shabbos, with a tabletop of Rishus HaYachid? No, it needs machitzas, right? It needs machitzas. Unless you're going to say P. Tikkur is Yerev Esosim.
Yeah.
We don't say that in Dalet Ruchos. But anyway, you always need machitzas. You always need a din machitzas. You want to generate them somewhere? Fine. But you need a din machitzas. But Plame Shah is just a platform that's elevated. 10 Tfachim is not a Mokom. It's not a new Mokom. Okay? So let's just stick with a simple case. You have a block. A block of in the house. It's 10 Tfachim high, 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, with Mechitzas all around it. Take the best case. And the Tzoeh is on that. So then you can sit right next to it and say Kriya Shema. Good. Correct? Am I right? Sorry, nifsak beinam. In other words, they're not together. So it sounds like, right? The din is you can't be in the same makom. Now, what's bothering Mitnick is a good question. If you were out of the Dalet Amos, this is really the main, this is the first real theoretical problem. Right? Chaim, elaborate. Theoretical problem. Go ahead. You brought it up. You lay it out.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Seeing.
In the Dalet Amos, it's not part of your makom, but you can see it. It seems to be there's a problem any time that you see it, even if it's outside of you. Even if it's outside your makom.
Right, so how come? So how does the block work for seeing it? Now, as if we said Dalet Amos is a din of your makom, right? But even though it's out of your makom, if you can still see it, you can't be called Kriya Shema. You see, it seems like seeing it is a different din than the makom. So how come the Rambam says over here? I mean, it sounds like this. You could dray the pshat around, but plain pshat is he's saying, if it is higher than you on a new makom, as Dalet Amos, that the tenth tefachim that's separated from you, then sounds like all of the previous requirements are gone. But all it does is put it into another makom. Right, but we said before, out of your Dalet Amos is also another makom. So how come the makom of out of your Dalet Amos The still also if you can see it, but the makom that's elevated is mutter if you can see it. Right?
Where are we getting the two different kinds of makoms?
Okay, so there's a plephora of answers.
He's elaborating on when it's tzad or melachorah.
Okay, so you want to say that pshat. You want to say that seeing it would still be a problem.
Yeah.
You could say that.
Isn't that
why?
He wants to be medayik in the lashon. Yoshev b'tzad ha-makom, like he said before.
He's saying
the Rambam should, if the Rambam meant what we were saying, he should have said Yosef kineged oso amakom, kineged amakom. Why is he dafka b'tzad amakom? Not a bad deal.
Yeah, but then the whole b'med room should behind the room.
It's dalad amos. It's for the dalad amos. You don't need to be normally. You need dalad amos from the tzad or lacharov, unless the tzad is a makom gavoa ten tefachim.
That's a little unclear if he's saying Bamid from Amurim right after he was talking about singing it.
Right. So especially it's confusing. It should go on the whole halacha.
But then you'll say like this, the Bamid of Amurim is consistent with the first Bamid of Amurim, right? The first Bamid of Amurim is saying when is it sufficient to be Dalad Amos away from the Tzad. Now but then it switches, right? And then when is it necessary to be Dalad Amos away on the Tzad? Right, he's really only talking about the tzad the whole time. Because
right.
The dalad amos, he says, b'med v'amurim, dalad amos, that means the tzad. So lefanav, he was never really included in marchik dalad amos. Right? Marchik dalad amos.
But then you have to say that the next b'med v'amurim is also
I don't understand what other way are you learning that if it's 10 amos on the side and you're looking for if it's right in front, then you wouldn't need it, but he just said...
Yeah, but that's only what he's on level
there. What does the Dalai Lama do? The same exact thing as the 10 Tfachim. It doesn't make any sense.
That's not true. That's not true. That's only because it's on the same makom. It's a different makom now.
Yeah, so same if it's Arba Amos away. Let's say it's 100 feet away and you can see it. It's still no good. But all of a sudden there's 10 Tfachim with a different makom.
It's different mechanisms.
What's the difference? It must be a new makom. So let's say it's 4 amos away and you can see it. No good. Oh, but if it's 10 tefachim, there's a new makom. Oh, but that's okay.
Why don't you have to be marking dalad amos when it's
old? The only thing that marking dalad amos does, it makes it into a new makom. So on the tzidah, if it's 10 tefachim, it's also a new makom. It accomplishes the same exact thing. But of course, the same demands on not being able to see it are going to apply.
I don't see the way that he sets up the halachos. The way he sets up the halachos now doesn't seem that. Like that. That's
going to
be your question. I mean, yeah, that was my question.
All right. Let's calm down. We'll think about it a little bit. Last case, B'med V'amurim.
Doesn't the Rosh also read it like that? The Rosh reads it.
Does he say he mentions it? Okay. Then he says, B'med V'amurim, V'hu, so in other words, the elevated Mokom. The makom that's separated by the height is a good hefsek. That's a good hefsek, right? We're not gonna get into the level of detail whether it's good in front or dafka on the side, but it definitely is good in a certain sense, right? Now that goodness though is only v'hu what shelo yagia lo reach ro. So what's that mean? That if you're a bit sad, hamakom, and the makom is higher than higher than 10 tefachim from the makom that you're on, if you can't smell it, you can read. But if you can smell it, you can't read. Right?
Just that, not everything else? Like, he's not talking about even if it's outside of
the... Yeah, enachanami. V'hu. Well, he doesn't say b'med v'amur anymore. It's a v'hu. Right? No, I'm serious. The Bamed Dvarim Amurim is defining Hesed. Right? It's defining and refining hefsek. And vahu is telling you the whole idea of hefsek only is good if you don't smell it. Right? But then he has yudbeis. That's the problem. Now hold on. Another interesting halacha. This is just, I think you should, you probably know this already. Hayah beino ubein atzoa mechita shel zechuchas. Let's say you had a glass wall between you and the tzoa. Afal pi shehu roa uso meacharei hazechuchas mutl lekros betzida. There's the tzida again. Uh-oh, Chaim. Anyhow, so what's that din? It's not a problem of, that's the Gemara on the next stuff, right? So you should take a look at that Gemara. It's a very short piece of Gemara, Chafei Amdez. Difference between Erva and it's important for the Rashba. Right? So difference between Erva and the Tzoa. The Gemara says if you covered the Tzoa in glass, you can read. Cover the Erva in glass, not going to help. So why? You can see it. This is also a problem. You can see it. A minute ago we said if you can see it, it's a problem. No matter how far, no matter what.
Huh? Can't Betzida, this background, doesn't Betzida just mean on its side? Meaning next to it?
I understand, but in the first part it says,
Listen, that makes sense. It still makes sense. Makes more sense
then. No, mixing is just ran into a problem.
If you're going to say that, if you're not going to say like mimic, right, then why does it matter that it's so far away? Because you're totally outside of it.
Slow down. If you're not going to say, forget about saying who, what. Just say something. Go ahead.
If it's outside of your shoes, right?
If it's outside of your dalamas,
right?
It's first case.
Then why should still be a problem that you can see it?
That's not. What do you mean? Why? It is. I don't understand the questions. That everybody agrees. If you can see it, it's a problem.
Wait. So here you're saying the same thing, boss.
No. Here you're saying if you can see it through the glass, it's not a problem.
Well, why can't you say it? Decide again that you can't.
Because he says seeing it here. Here he says clearly you can see it.
Maybe he means that you can't be looking at it, though.
That is already descending to a level of craziness I want. I mean, I know the Gemara. The Gemara is very clear. The Gemara, isn't the Gemara? What does the Rambam say by Erva? What does the Rambam say by Erva? Erva b'zechuchas. So it's Vuka. Where's that Lava? It's on the next stop. Gwak and Mitnick, see? Let's take a look by Tess Zion. He says by the erva, also likros kineged erva achiyachser ponav. Afilu kusi or katan lo yikori kineged ervasa and afilu mechitza shel zechuchis mafsekes. Hovu roe also likros achiyachser ponav. So by the zechuchis, right now is that different than tzoa? That is what the Gemara says. There's a difference between tzoa and erva. By tzoa, the zechuch is good. And by erva, it's not good. Now, what are you going to say? I mean, you could still say what you're saying. You could still say that the zechuch helps to put it into another rishus. It's like the dalet amos. But it's not mashma that way from the Gemara. It's mashma as an inyan of ri'ah. That's why he's comparing the two. That, because there's no din by the erva of dalet amos, right? Not din of dalet amos over there. So it's saying that by the erva, in the same way that the glass won't help by the erva, it will help by the tzoa. Meaning by the tzoa, as long as it's in behind the glass, doesn't matter if you can see it. But by the erva, it matters. As long as you can still see it, the glass does nothing.
So is that a problem?
So what the problem is, that the word tzida before Mitnick was using to say it meant dafka that you were not facing the tzoa. when it's 10 tefachim higher. But it's going to be very hard to learn that pshat by the glass. To say that the Rambam means that there's a mechitza of zechuchis between you and the tzoeh, you still can't face the tzoeh. It's going to be difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's going to be difficult. And what are you saying?
It might be difficult. I don't know, maybe you work it out. I mean, until you answer all the problems, a bunch of other ways.
But what does he mean? Apa pishu roe osa. What does he mean? Apa pishu roe osa. Me'achorias chuchas. Mutalikros petzida. What's the chidah? But what's the one second? But what's the difference if you can see it? If you're not looking at it, what's the difference? The you can't say is a chuchas not a good mechitza. Of course, the chuchas is a good mechitza. There's no havamina that a glass is not a good mechitza. It's vaday 100% a good mechitza. You can make a glass walled sukkah. There's no question it's a good mechitza. So the chiddush is that you can see. So, if you're not looking, who cares? It's just very difficult. The chiddush is obviously that even though you can see it, it's mutter. That's the point he's making. He means right next to it. Okay, we'll stay loose, but just it's difficult. Now, hold on. Now let's get to Yud Beis. It's Reach Ra.
Reach Ra is Lo Iker. Markig Arba Amos Zikorea. In Pasak Harea.
Ah.
Nim Lo Pasak Markig Ad Makom Shaposik.
Ram's got his own sheet here. He's got his own sheet here. How did he even read this? What does this even mean? So tell me practically speaking, what does it mean? Dalet Amos from what?
At first?
Yeah. Dalet Amos from the Tzohar. And you can read, provided there's no Reah. Right? But if there's Reah.
Then just go to exactly where the Reah stops.
Right. So in other words, it's the further of the two. Right? It's the further of the two. It's either Dalet Amos from the Tzohar, which is the minimum, or to the place where the Reah stops. Right? So, who's he passing like?
Was it Darabon? I don't see why.
Yes.
Or not, why'd you say four? The further two is, you know, just, you do the first one, then.
It's.
Okay,
fine.
I got it.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the
I mean, you're right. It's going to be both. It's always going to be both, yeah. Right? You have to be both. It doesn't mean that if the Reach is not there, you can go less than Dalet. That's all I mean to say. Right. So it's Rav Chisra. He can't be Rav Chisra because Rav Chisra says you need Dalet Amos from the Makom Shekol HaReach, right? And it doesn't sound like he's Rav Huna either, because Rav Huna says, huh? Not according to Rashi, at least, right?
And Rosh, when the commentary says he's like Rav Chisra.
They say he's like Rav Chisra. How can he be like Rav Chisra?
I don't know exactly.
Rav Huna, the Reach, no problem. And according to Rav Huna, the Reach is not a problem. Unless you're going to say he's combining Rav Huna's Daraisa and Rabbanan together. Now what does the Rabbanan say? And they says, V'she'ein lo ikar, kore, kigon mishi yotze mena ruach milamata, machik ad mokum shetich la ha-reach, v'kore. Right. Right? That's what the Rebbe says. He's wrong. Datanya kavasi Rebbe Chisda. The Savalei Achi. Vadam Rava Leisel Chsoki Hamasnisa Lava Homra. So he also is criticizing the Rambam. He's saying the Rambam is passing like Rav Huna. Right? He's also saying the Rambam is passing like Rav Huna because he got mixed up because the Gemara says we don't hold like that Brisa. And that Brisa was the writer of Chisda. But we only don't hold like the Brisa in terms of the Oros business. Right?